Hello, Malcolm here, and welcome. Welcome to Quiet Time Coaching and this daily devotional podcast based on 1 Thessalonians. To quote from chapter 2, verse 12, they're aimed at encouraging, comforting, and urging you to live lives worthy of God. Now, on to today's scripture. Today we're in chapter 5 and verses 12 and 13. They read, "Now we ask you, brothers and sisters, to acknowledge those who work hard among you, who care for you in the Lord, and who admonish you. Hold them in the highest regard in love because of their work. Live in peace with each other." We've come to a new section in the letter here from verses 12 to the end, where we've got a number of admonitions and encouragements from Paul to practical Christian living and to congregational harmony. And there are some different elements, but they seem to be connected. And the connection seems to be a congregation living in peace. Live in peace with each other. Isn't congregational peace necessary for spiritual growth, for maturing, for the use of our gifts, and so that the weak can be strengthened and the lost can be saved? A congregation not at peace is a congregation not able to function in the way that God has intended, and can't enjoy the love of Christ for each other and be able to share that with the world. And so Paul's concern is that they conduct themselves appropriately with each other so that that peace can be present. The first thing he addresses in these verses is the right attitude towards those who are in leadership. This is not about hierarchy or role or position, but it is about honoring the people who work hard in the Lord to lead, if that's the right word, certainly to take some kind of responsibility for admonishing, for working for the betterment of the entire congregation. And Paul is quite fulsome in his desire, well, actually his command really, to respect these people, to love them, not actually just to be grateful, but to love them. Agape is the word here, which is more than affection, much more. Not only are we called to respect our leaders, but to love them. And of course, one way to do that is to express it personally, but another is to pray for them. The people who lead us, who go before us, are there not to perform a function for our benefit, but to share in the Christian life together and to use their gifts to help us. And when he says hold them in the highest esteem, that word is a very forceful word, meaning something like beyond, exceedingly, abundantly. That is the way that we are to love them. So perhaps the question for today is, how much do you pray for those who lead? Perhaps those who lead your local group, or perhaps those who lead beyond your group but have an influence over you in some way or other. How much do you pray for the leadership team in your group or in your local church? How much do you pray for them by name? Have you ever expressed your gratitude? This is not to say that leaders are more important than anybody else, but they perform a function that the church needs, and is that in that way that we honor God by honoring those that God has gifted us to lead us. How about praying for and then thinking of ways to express your love, your beyond exceedingly abundantly love for the people who lead you in their work? If you have difficulty respecting those people, perhaps you don't think they work hard for you, well then that's a conversation to have. Rather than ignore the issue, why not pray and have a conversation if you feel there's a problem for you in respecting those people? Because in the end, we all need to work together. Leaders and those who are not recognized as leaders, working together so that we can live in peace with each other. All of us, a peace-filled, harmonious community, working together for the glory of God, the benefit of one another spiritually, and the saving of the lost in this world. Now that is something worth praying about today. Thank you for listening today. It's my hope, to paraphrase chapter 1 verse 3, that your work will be produced by faith, your labor prompted by love, and your endurance inspired by hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. For more notes, lessons, and resources on these topics, go to my website, malcolmcox.org, and I'll finish with the last phrase of the letter. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Take care, and God bless.